Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live and in color. Hope you're doing well. This is our first, it's our first broadcast for the new year. So I hope you're doing well. Hope everything is going smoothly. We're going to get started with the declaration of the National Black Summit. That's how we usually start off the show. So let me go ahead and do that. And we're going to Guyana, South America. So be aware. The 27th annual event is going to be in August 4th through the 6th in Guyana, Georgetown, Guyana. Anyway, Declaration of International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and impossibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution, transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, January 24th, 2017. Wow. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Peace and blessings. A moment of silence, please. And that was a moment, or two, or three, or four. So, without any further ado, the show on the road. Let me just all right, so the topic for tonight really is about how do you know when it's time to go? How do you know when it's time to go? I don't know. How do you know when it's time to go? That's a good question. Well, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I don't do that well, things very well. So it's interesting that we're having this conversation. But the truth is, I don't know. And I'd like to know. I'd like to be a little bit more clear about it for myself. But I understand that that's something that different people engage in differently. So, anyway, that's one of the conversations, certainly. And I'm looking for to kind of empower the conversation. I got my brother on the line, Mr. Rod Pass. How you doing, Rod?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually pretty good. Who's all on the show tonight?
Well, the topic, Henrietta is supposed to join us, but the topic is, when is it time to walk away from a relationship? A relationship, a job, a marriage, a friendship. You know, when do you know when it's time to walk away? And quite frankly, the conversation for me is, I don't know that I know how to do that. I've never really been very, very successful in doing something like that, except when somebody is pissed off at me.
So in other words, in the men's community, they say you get fired.
Yeah.
If a woman fires you,
that,
you have
that would
no
be
choice.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. So if I got fired, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard that more recently. I almost got fired myself, so I understand. So came up even more recently. You about to get fired.
Well,
you know. Somebody say deselected, and somebody says,
well, that's yeah. But that's
be about
the same. You can. You know what?
That's
right.
A little different.
You know what? No, you're right. That is the same. That is the
mm-hmm.
same. Because when you're deselected, you're gone. You've been
because
fired.
Because you got to remember, when you're in a relationship, what happens is when it starts being with somebody a long time, you do stuff that has them be so upset. They like, you know what? I'm tired of you. You got to go. All your stuff is getting to me. So you keep doing things. And you get deselected, you know, like, you know, I remember I was in a relationship with the woman I was actually about to marry. And, you know, it's funny, I took her sister out to lunch. And the sister said, well, my sister said, you don't take her out anymore. My sister said, you don't do this anymore. I'm like, dang, your sister's not telling me that. But at least it was good that she told me how her sister really felt, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
I worked my way right out of my relationship. Because I didn't know that I wasn't doing anything that I was supposed to do, you know, to keep her happy. So sometimes you can have that happen. But on the other side, you know, it's funny, and you say this, we were at work today, and the guy didn't come to work for 2 days in a row, right? And the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, well, you know, he got personal stuff going on. He may have, but at the same time, he worked so hard in the last big conference that we had, and he felt like he should have got a raise. And when they didn't give him a raise, he went and talked to the human resources person, and she said, well, we're not giving you a raise. And he was so upset that, you know, he said, this job ain't for me. And I saw how hard he worked. And it's like, you know what? Dang, they losing somebody who they don't want to pay, you know. But for him, it was like, clearly, I have to walk away from this. And I hate to see him walk away because he's such a good employee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, if you can't get what you want, you got to move on. you know, in his case, hey, I got to move on. I'm not getting satisfied here. So it's more of, you know, what do we do that we have to say, hey, I have to walk away from this. This is not working for me.
Or what is our limit? You know, what's the limit?
What's your threshold? What's your threshold? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your threshold? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, what's your threshold of, like, hey, I got it. Listen, I can't do this no more. I can't put no money into this. It's like if I'm working this hard and, you know, a friend of mine asked me the other day, what's going on? I said, man, I'm working so hard. He said, yeah, but are you working and you're making a lot of money, but do your feet hurt? Do your back hurt? Do all that? I said, you don't need to do all that. I said, you're right. And he called it because he said, well, I told him I'm not making a lot of money, but I'm making money, but I'm killing myself making it. He said, man, you don't need that. You know? And it was good that at least somebody said that to me, so I can look at it for myself, you know?
Well, you know, that was something that we talked about at my retreat. Can't remember what he called it. It sounded like a cancer term, but it really was the point he was making was that we need to have our lives and our jobs in a way that we're not stressed out and burnt out in a few years. So there's things that we can begin to do to actually not burn ourselves out. And you know, what you're pointing to and what you're talking about is that very thing, is how do we manage it so that we're not just chasing the dollar, but we're actually being fulfilled and nurtured while we're working. That's a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
And when we look at it, that should be the way it is in a relationship, in a marriage, in a job, even in a friendship. You know, the benefit of being...
Yeah, because you can't give, and anybody else give, you know, the other person doesn't give, you got a point there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You really got a point.
So there's something about that one of the times to walk away is when it's not working, or when the satisfaction isn't there. That was one of the things that you pointed to. And then the other thing is that when it's a deficit, you know, because the same thing could be applied to investments. You know, there's a certain point in time when it's time to walk away. It's time to cut your loss. You know, the expression, cut your losses.
Yeah, I love that term.
Yep. So it's interesting that, you know, and that may be one of the things for us to look at for 2017. You know, what's involved with that? What does that mean? What are we willing to eliminate the things in our lives that are not working? So it's a, you know, interesting concept. Very interesting concept when we think about it. And I'm sorry we don't have the woman's perspective here. I know she was supposed to call in. I know that she was probably running a little late. I wonder if it's the same for a woman or not. I know for in this conversation, it sounds like we're pretty much on the same page when it comes to that. You know, the other thing that comes to mind is What about when you're in an abusive relationship and you're codependent? You know, how do you determine, you know, how do you begin to determine that enough is enough? You know, and establish those boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, and dude, what I could say. Oh yeah. Especially coming out to abusive relationships, clearly.
Yeah.
You couldn't get Maya on the line tonight either?
You know what? I'm gonna do a couple of quick texts here. And see if I can who I can get on the line, because this is I'd love to get a female perspective on this conversation, and see what they've got to say. So stand by, and I'll be right back with more from the International Black Summit Talk Show. Yeah, so we're going to see if we can get some female conversations into this perspective. Conversation is what? How do you know when it's time to walk away? And we're exploring relationships, marriage, job, friendships. And so one of the things that comes to mind is how do you determine that in an abusive relationship? You know, what's the indicator? You know, discern that? How do you switch that up? What is that like? And what may be some of the indicators? That's the conversation for tonight. We're looking at that, and we're exploring that and seeing what is possible, what in fact is possible, what is in fact available when we notice that for ourselves. So let's continue to explore that. Let's see who else is out there. 313-914, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What was the question again? When do you walk away from?
How do you know when to walk away from a marriage, a relationship, a job, a friendship?
Wow. Is it one thing, one recipe for everything, or should we take this apart, like from a relationship and a friendship and from a job? You know, because like relationship, our fulfillment is something that we can create or not have. And then jobs are usually the necessity of our life. So
the jobs are usually what?
Is usually our necessity, you know, to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if they're in the same vein or if we should hold them in the vein, but I'm open. Because I really don't know, when do you do? You know, when I look at a job, I look at it, what's your purpose? Is it a career or your job? Is this job is
well,
to...
Well, you know, that was one of the things that Rod was just on, and we were talking about that. And sometimes when it is not fruitful, when you're it's unhealthy, when you've got more aches and pains from the job, you know, maybe it's not worth it. You know, are you making a lot of money? Well, no, I'm only making a little bit, but my feet hurt, my back hurt, my this hurt, my that hurt. Is that, you know, is that the time to walk away, or is that, you know, but you bring up an interesting point. It's more of a necessity because you need a job to eat and live. So, you know, what's that like? And how willing are you to engage in something, even though it may be unhealthy? And then the thing, the unhealthy thing comes to mind is, you know, what about an abusive relationship, and how people are willing to be in that relationship? Maybe because they're codependent. Not sure exactly why, but something holds them into that, such that they're not willing or able to walk away from it. So a job, I get the job piece. It's a necessity. You need it to live, and people either get fired or they fire their job by quitting.
First of all, you don't want to be in any situation where your well-being emotionally or psychologically is at risk. You don't want to be in any situation like that. So that's one thing. So you have to look at my well-being, or my life is at stake. Because if your life is at stake, your well-being, even your psychological well-being is at stake, it's not worth it, whether it's a job or a relationship or a friendship. Now, in terms of jobs, you know, for me, I'm just clear about who I am. I don't do well working for other people. I mean, I'm passable, but and the more I create my future, the less likely I want to work for somebody. And you walk away when you begin to develop something in its place. You know, you always want to put something, you're going to put something in its place. That's just part of our humanity. Because if we're not using our time doing one thing, we're going to use our time doing another thing. But, and even if you don't work, you're going to fulfill your time doing something. So I think you begin to walk away from your job, or when it's reached this maturity through retirement, or, you know, you fulfilled on what you're there for, or you've had enough of it, you know. You just want to do something else, but you don't do it because you're looking for more money or something better, because everything has a payoff. Like for... You know, if it's more time, then you know, if you want a job that gives you more time to be with your family, then you swap it out for less money, or make a lot of money in a short time. So you have to look at. I know Glenn always say this all the time. What's your vision? What's your vision? What's your vision? You know, but I say, what are you committed to having? What are you committing your life to having be like? And then when you're clear about what you're committed to having your life and your work be about, then you can walk away from the job or develop something else. Relationships, it's funny. It's actually pretty straight, but we've got a lot of conversations about, I find that I have a lot of conversations about relationships and friendships. And one thing I noticed about friendships is that just like relationships, you know, I'm talking about personal relationships, romantic relationships, and friendships, they're kind of like in the same vein. You have to keep developing them. You walk away with it if... I don't think you ever really have to walk away with it unless it's life-threatening. Like, it's really life-threatening. Or, other than that, there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship, however it is. You can deal with anything. You really can. And that's all I have to say right now about the subject. That's all I can see to
okay.
say.
Now, what would you say the difference? So you distinguish relationship and job. Now, what about a friendship? Because that friendship is kind of in between the two of those. You're not dependent on the friendship to exist. It's not necessarily a relationship per se. But yet, a friendship, and you can have different degrees of friendship.
Well, it's just a glam show.
It's a what?
Is this the Glenn show?
Well, I had Rod on there, and I'm not sure what happened to Henrietta. So yes, it is.
You know, it's a funny thing. You know, friendships, like you know, what I realize about friendships. I'm a good friend if you call me. But I'm not good at
if you call me,
because you know I notice that I have lots of friends, but I don't spend time with them. And it has nothing to do with my lack of love or concern or commitment. It's just that I know it takes time, and you can develop them. You have to develop that, and you have to be willing to be a person who's willing to develop it. You know, that's just an agreement. And where friendship lives is always inside of a conversation. It's where everything lives, is inside of a conversation. What do you want to create? What do you want to stand for? You know, and it's like anything else, it's a creation. Like intimate relationships, you know, you can't rely on your feelings to stay inside of a relationship. Because as human beings, you know, the wind blow and you have a different feeling or a thought. Relationships, intimate relationships, or partners and men and women and heterosexual and all those kind of committed relationships is a creation and a stand, the ones that work over time. And just like a commitment is over time. It's over time. It's developed over time. So, and
My question, so how do you know when the friendship is over? So in your case, if they stop calling you, it's over.
Well, you're talking about,
pretty
it
much.
Sounds kind of like a man-woman kind of friendship, because, or are you talking about a friendship like, you know, just a friend? Because it sounds like you're referring to an intimate relationship that's a friendship.
No, I wasn't necessarily. I mean, yeah, you know, like I have male friends that I hang out with, that I would, you know, maybe go out drinking or watch a game with.
I don't think it's ever over with. I mean, I know there's time periods. I know there could be lapse of time. But I don't think it's ever over with if you're always on that, you know, if there's no drama, if there's it's clean, it's no history of trouble, there's always there. You just have to keep creating it, developing it, you know?
So really a friendship wouldn't be over unless something catastrophic happened.
Yeah, or you guys declared that it's over with, you know.
No, nobody actually really declares a friendship over. You declare a marriage over, you declare a relationship over. But a friendship, unless you say, oh, I'm never calling you again.
Like I had a girlfriend tell me, I took over one of her positions. Because she got deported. And she wanted me to do something, take stuff out of the store, that my boss told me no. And I just told her no. Well, she declared our relationship over with out of that. She said it to me. We're done. And I was like, okay. And I know.
Yeah, but is that normally the case?
I don't know what's the normal
piece.
That I've had that. People say, no, I'm not your friend anymore. I've had that.
And been serious about it and really are not your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess guys with other guys don't really do it that much. They probably just stop calling or stop returning the calls. You know, somebody will call and they just won't return the calls.
Well, you did that with me.
Right, but our friendship wasn't over.
You didn't return my call for a while, like 7 years.
Yeah, and when we were in touch with each other, it was cool.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You didn't say it like that. You said when they don't return the calls, then it's over with. And you've done that with me.
I don't know that. That's interesting that you feel that way.
I feel that way. No, I'm just saying what happened. Everything else is interpretation.
I understand that what's happening, and you felt like it was over. That's what you said, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said, you said, I think your relationship is over with when they don't return the call, when the friend doesn't return the call. And I said
to
you.
No, that's what you said.
Didn't say that.
So somewhere in the conversation you said that, so I was just repeating that, because that's not so for me.
You said when they stop calling and they don't return the call. I didn't say that necessarily. That means the end
right.
of the friendship.
They don't return a call, but that doesn't.
You said guys
the
are different.
Over. It doesn't. It's over until somebody reaches out to each other, and then you're like, you know, no time was lost. I mean, that's how it's occurred for me, with my guy friends. You know, and I have one or two friends like that I like the relationship is over. I don't want to hear from him anymore. You know, I'm not interested. And if he called me, I don't know that I would call him back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But most of them are not that way. You know, I may not talk to them in 4 or 5 years and then we call each other, hey man, how you doing? Oh yeah, hey, yeah, you know, what's up? What you been up to? How you doing? How's your family? How's it this? You know, and then you go through the whole thing. You kind of catch up. You know, and then you're back in the groove.
Mhm, I gotcha. I got
so,
you, baby.
You know. So I mean, it depends. I think intimate relationships are much different, or friends with benefits are much different, because of the intimacy. But if you're just friends, I don't know that you're, you know, unless someone declares it or gets mad, you know, that is ever truly over. I mean, you can, you know, I mean, that's the question that we're engaging in. You know, how do you know when to walk away?
I just think only when it gets to where it's either very dangerous, you know, physically that's my first thought. And then that's the only thing I can think of when it gets dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because as Landmark graduates, we can't hear anything and be with anything and be with people in a way that, and it's wonderful because Chris brought this up to me. He said, Mom, we take for granted how we are, but we can be with anything.
Well,
you know, people. No, he said.
I
he didn't
know
say that.
I know
he said,
graduates that can't.
No. He said no. He said it's easy to be with us. That's what he said. People that were really easy to be with, and I think that's one of my powers that I'm easy to be with. I could be with almost anyone. I said almost anyone.
Yeah. Well, I can get that. I can get that as part of the Landmark conversation. I can get that as part of the Summit conversation, because the Summit and Landmark trained you to be open, and I don't know that most people are.
No, just be with people, just to actually be with people, however the way they are or however they aren't.
Uh-huh.
But naturally, you're always going to want to be with people that are easy to be with you. So that's going to be the pool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I'm not sure if we've got anything more to really discuss. I think we've kind of come to the end of the conversation.
Are people on the line? Are there other people on the line?
No.
This is you and I?
That's right. Imagine that.
Mm. Okay.
So, let me let people know who this is. It's the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to Georgetown, Guyana this year for the 27th annual summit event. Hope you can be there. We've got some information at the website, www.blacksummit.org. So go to the website, check out the information, find out what's happening, the latest and greatest. So we're going to be rocking and rolling. You want to get your tickets early, make sure you've got your passport is up to date, and do your thing in Guyana. In August.
Mm.
August 4th, 5th, and 6th. So those are 3 days. And if you haven't done the prerequisite, you come a day early and you do it that Thursday so that you're ready to go Friday and make things happen. So check out Caribbean Airlines. I heard some bad things about Dynamic. They only have one plane, and they have had some technical difficulties with their equipment. So, check it out online, though. Go get the information, find out, and do your due. Guyana is a beautiful country. It's going to be wild and hot and good times to be had by all. So, you know, make sure you make it happen. The Guyanese are a lovely host. All right, well, listen. That's all there is for tonight's show. Peace and blessings. Again, check out the website, www.blacksummit.org, for additional information. And be with that Declaration of International Black Summit. It's something pretty special. Also, I want to mention that we've got a youth summit and a young adult summit. So the youth summit is from 8 to 17. The young adult is from 18 to 35. And if you don't want to be part of the young adult, then you can be part of the regular adult summit, which is from 18 to unlimited. So you can be, you got, depending on your age, you've got choices. Because we believe that the conversation needs to be developed on a different level. So, anyway, peace and blessings.
You're out.
I'm out. Talk to you next time around. Ciao, baby. Good night.